Test dying on ES five. But you're up to test in this in this tournament.
Okay. Tests. And we did tests. Yod. Huh? Okay. Simon, test Vav. Sif Yod. A main to base of Knesset rock minion mitzumtzum. If there's only a minion mitzumtzum in the base of Knesset, meaning minion mitzumtzum means exactly 10. I get shilas about this multiple times a week because you got guys itching to leave shul. Only have 10 guys, so they want to start the Kaddish because they know that there's such a din out there that you don't need 10 to answer. Right? So also, l'chol l'achamim l'ot says that nobody's allowed to leave. And if somebody leaves, it says on him, and those that leave Hashem are going to die.
They want to leave and have only 9 people there?
Yes.
Okay. And they think that's okay?
I don't know, because,
Well, you don't need 10, so I wouldn't be okay.
No, you need 10.
You don't need 10 for a minion?
Allowed to leave. You cannot abandon a minion. If a guy abandons a minion, it's bad
you
stuff.
You just said you don't need 10 for
a minion. No, that's if, one second. Well, let's relax. Let's go. We'll get to it. Meaning, the discussion is about, do you have to wait for 10 to answer Romain for Kaddish? Right? But he's saying the first step, the Kitzer is saying, is that if there's a minion mitzumtzum, exactly 10, and one guy leaves, now you have no minion whatsoever. You cannot start Kaddish. Because it says, Hashem yichlu. Again, you need at least 10 there. Avalim yisharu asara. But if there's 10 over there, yichaylam ha-yisayrim lotzeis, then the extra ones could leave. Im kvar shamu baruchu kedusha v'kedeshim ad la'achar aleinu. Right? You're allowed to leave a minion if, as long as there's going to be a minion left, as long as you heard already, baruchu kedusha, and the Kadeshim after Aleinu. Before that, you're not allowed to leave.
So when are you leaving? It's over already.
After Aleinu, it's over.
Correct. That's he's saying you can't leave early. But you're not gonna, if you do leave early, you're not gonna get this curse of the Pasuk Va'ezi Hashem Yichlu.
But if you're hearing the Kaddish after Aleinu, when are you leaving?
I just said, if you leave before then, you will not get the curse of Va'ezi Hashem Yichlu. But you're still not allowed to leave. But if you have to leave, you leave. If you have to leave, but you cannot leave before then. If they're not going to have their minion, that's the way I'm understanding the kids. All right. Fine. But the Eved in Lo Nisharu Asara. But the Eved, if you don't have 10, Yichaylam Ligmar. This is the cooler right here from the Kitzer. But the Eved, if you don't have 10, Yichaylam Ligmar Gam Belo Asara. You're allowed to continue without 10. Rakshi Aroiv Minyan, Esa Inyan She'eschilu Ba'asara. As long as there's, you need to have Roiv Minyan, meaning you have 6. As long as you're continuing in the Inyan that you started, meaning, let's see. Vim Hisvah Shliach Tzibah Lachzor Satvi. Let's say that the Shliach Tzibah starts Chazor Sashas. Then when he starts with 10. Then one guy just gets fed up and he leaves. Then Goymer Chazor is Kolot Tfilah Varmu Kedusha, Vagam Aymer Alekinam Klevesen Parchinu Babracha. But they can't duchen. Right? Meaning, they start Chazaras HaShatz, and a guy gets fed up with how slow the Chazan is reading. So he leaves. You finish Chazaras HaShatz. Oh, there's no minion there. Don't make a difference. You're allowed to finish. But you can't start. You can't start unless you have 10 in there. But once you start, you can continue that section of the davening.
What about if you have, like, at work, sometimes we get stuck. We only have 10 people for a minion for Mencha. There's slim pickings from Jews at this hospital. Doctor gets a call. He's got to run. We have 9.
Yeah, where are you up to?
Let's say it's during Shmona Esrei.
During Shmona Esrei, you cannot start Chazor Sashatz.
So we just don't do Chazor Sashatz?
Yeah.
Literally just stop there? No Aleinu, no nothing?
Aleinu, you have to say Aleinu anyways. You can't say Kaddish or Chazor Sashatz. But if he leaves in the middle, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and then the guy picks up and leaves, then you can.
Wait, what do you say? Baruch Atah
Hashem.
What? If a guy leaves after Baruch Hu, you could do the whole Shema Esther with 9 people?
No. After Baruch Hu, no. Each section. He's going to say now which section, how we split up the sections. Let's see. Ein Eimrim Kaddish Lachos Shmanes. I mean, you could finish Chazor Sashat, but you cannot, you can't say Kaddish after Shmanes. Ki Hema in Yonim Acherim. They're separate in Yonim. Right? That Inyan you could finish. Right? The Meschilu Likras Batayra Basara. Let's say you started laning with 10. V'yotza Miktsasa. Garmin as a Kriya. You could finish the Kriya Satara. I will Ein my Sifin. But you're not allowed to add on. V'gam Ein Karin Lamaftir. And you, meaning you can't do, you can't add on aliyas, and you can't call up a maftir. The guy with the last aliyah, so he reads after. Right, so basically, that section you could finish, you can't start another section. That's without a minion. But it has to be as long as you started with a minion. Fine, Yud Aleph, and it's a bad punishment if you leave a minion hanging. That is it. Fine, Yud Aleph. Shliach Tzibur Tzarach Shiyah Hagun. Shiyotiba needs to be proper. Shenemer nasna like bekoila al kain sinesia. So Vamra was in Zal Zeshli Yotiba Shaino Hagan Vyar the Fnei Teva. Shiyotiba was not proper and he goes in front of the Teva is going to be hated by Hashem. Vezu Hagan. What does it mean? Hagan Zel Shurekon me Averus. He's empty from Averus. Upirkoi Noa. Pirish. What does that mean? Shalayotel of Shem Ra. He doesn't have a bad reputation. Afilu b'yaldusai, even when he's a yeled. I don't know who's playing around with the. Okay, I gotta know what just happened. You're still on? You hear me? Yeah.
We hear you.
You have to be humble umarutzal kahal, and the kehil has to want him. She yaskimu l'tfilas, and you have to be maskim that he should be the chazan. Yeshli ne'ima v'kol orev shemoshe chalev, and he needs to be sweet. And he has to be sweet and attractive would be Shemoshe Chalev that pulls people's hearts. Barago Likras Batayra Neviim Aksubim, and he has to be somebody who learns Tanakh Kadeshi Psukim Shemet Tefilas Adurim Apiv so that he could read properly. The main YT and Mishayu by Kolamidas
Alola. To go for a mincha, he's got to be a superstar, man.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. It's what it sounds like. Yeah. No, basically, it means you got to be a. I mean, that's not so hard. I think most people meet.
We just go with the guy who says yes.
It's true, but hopefully, the guy that says yes knows how to read.
Okay.
And most of them, I think, have a good reputation. The main might see and Misha you by calling me the Salal. If you can't find somebody like that, then just pick the best available. I guess, David, that's what you're doing. You're picking the best available. Good base. Ain't la Adam.
That's pretty much what I always do. I just get stuck doing it.
There you go. So you
get stuck. I'm not the best available at all.
Maybe you are. If you're the one that's doing it, then you are. Okay, good base. Ain't la Adam. The smile of Nehatev should labor a ton of alcohol. A person should not go up to beat a chazan without the rotten of the kilo. Chomish mishim spalo. Shalabra shus machmas almos vegeus. If somebody goes up and daven without permission because he's a strong man or gaiva, we don't answer amen after his brachas. You know what I'm saying? You don't even answer amen. Shenemar ubaitzeya perech niyetz Hashem. Fine. Yud gimel ein meman on the shiotiba kavua elamishan is malas sakonai. This is an interesting halacha because people are not makbid on this. You cannot send up for a chazan only somebody who has a full beard. That is another word for saying 20 years old. Right. But once in a while, they could dive once in a while. But you have sometimes that you know they're constantly putting up bar mitzvah bachur, especially a new bar mitzvah. He says he always wants to dive for Ramad. So you can't do it in a kavua dika time. A bar mitzvah until he's 20 cannot be the set chazan. Okay. And the mafarshim bring that in yeshivas where all they have is eighth graders. Or high school boys, then it's motor. Simon Tazayin, Dini of Sokas, Ubrichus Kriyashma, Ubrichus Ubrichushma. When are you allowed to be masuk and how are you allowed to be masuk? Boy, hey, Sifim. Fine. Aleph, Kriyashma, Shalosh, Brichus, and Yotzer, or Avarava, Emesviyatim. All those three, Vichem, Bemeir, Kriyashma, Brichus, and Chaburus, Yosem, Ipsuka, the Zimra. They're even more common than Psuka, the Zimra, and the Chlokas, the Prokim, and we split it up into different sections. What's considered between prakim? Ben Yoitzer Hamayros Lahava Rava, Ben Aboycher Bama Yisrael Beava Lishma Yisrael, Ben Ubisharechal Vayim Shemaya, Ben Aloritz Ben Yoy. Beis, bein aprokim. So what are you, wait, so there's basically this in middle of the parak, and then what the kitzur just said is between bein aprokim, which is basically at the end of a bracha before the next bracha. So bein aprokim, mutar lomer amen al kol bracha shushemei. You're allowed to hear, you're allowed to answer amen on any bracha you hear. Mikol shekein, the mutar lomer is kedusha, and of course kedusha, lekadosh, lebaruch hu. Aval baruch hu, baruch shemei, lo yaymar. You can't say baruch hu, baruch shemei. Vegam im shemei, hashakol amen kriya shema. And if you hear the kehillah saying Kriya Shema, Lo Yomer Imam as a Pasuk Shema Yisrael. Normally, when you hear a tzibur saying Kriya Shema, you have to say Shema Yisrael with them. But don't do that in even in between brachas. Elo Yomer Mashu Oim B'Kol Ram. Say what there's whatever you're saying B'Kol Ram. Let's say you're up to Kihen Chayenu. So when the tzibur says Shema Yisrael, so you say out loud Kihen Chayenu. So it sounds like you're saying Shema, but you're really not. So it looks like as if you're reading with them. In middle of a parak, meaning in middle of all these brachas, you're not allowed to answer. I mean, rak achav brichas akela kodesh, ba'achav brichas shemei atfila, because those are the most important. Bekadosh yomar, amen yishmer alam v'varach l'olam l'olmei amayah. G'shav shi'atzibur dami ram ba'amav, and you amen, you amen gam ken amen. The other Amenim Shabakadish you should not answer because it's not the Ikar Kadish. And by Kedusha, you should be quiet. That's it. So you only say Kadish, 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 and Baruch Hashem Kavoid, and nothing in between. And don't say more than that. And on Shabbos, you don't say Mimkaimcha, etc.
What does it mean during the week more than that? Don't say. Ashkenaz doesn't say.
Yimlech.
Right, but he's not talking about Lusham Shafim, but is he, for Ashkenaz. But Tzvah, they say that, right?
Some Ashkenaz say.
Oh, some do say, okay.
Yeah. Sheinam Ekra Kedusha, those things are not part of Ekra Kedusha. Neither is Yimlech. Let's say you hear the word Baruch Hu, whether it's from the Shliach Tzibur or somebody getting an Aliyah. Aina Baruch Hashem Baruch Lelam Ve'er. V'gam Amen Sha'acha Brichas Ha'ela. V'makol Aymer Maidim. Yishche Gam Kein. If the Tzibur is saying Maidim, he should also bend a little and say V'yamer Maidim Manach V'loch V'lo Yais. V'mshamea Kol Ram. And let's say you hear thunder. Yesharm D'mutu Lo Gam Kein La'afsik V'lovarach. So there are those that say that it's mutter also to be mafsik and to bend, make the bracha on the thunder. And there are those that say you should not be mafsik. I think the accepted practice is not to make the thunder during the birchas kriya shema. Fine. Dalin. Elu hafsakas shamanu shemutu lafsik b'emtza perek. So these are the hafsakas that you're allowed to, that are mutter to be mafsik in the middle of a perek. Imhu b'brachas. If he's in the middle of the brachas, you should be mechavan of the hefsek that you finished in. If you're in the middle of kriya shema, then you have to have kavana that you have hefsek being pasuk l'pasuk. And if it's impossible, then you're allowed to answer either. In the middle of a pasuk, Kriya Shema biyaskal achakach mitchilas a pasuk, and then go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Right? Meaning, so basically, if you're stuck in the middle of the brachas answering something, you should try and at least get to the end of the sentence. And in Kriya Shema, try get also the same thing. But in Kriya Shema, if you're a masik in the middle of a sentence, then you have to go back to the beginning of that sentence. Hey, ma shamarnu shemutu lahafsik b'emtza perek l'dvarim shamarnu. This time we said that it's mutter to be masik in the middle of a perek. The things that we said, ein hadin b'pasuk shema Yisrael baruch shem kvod ma'aser le'olam ve'ed. The din, you don't have that, but the pasuk shema Yisrael baruch shem kvod ma'aser le'olam ve'ed. Asur lahafsik b'chol inyan. If you're holding by shema and then you hear an amen or something like that, then you're not going to be masik at all. Even if a king comes and asks you how you're doing, you're not allowed to answer. You also can't. That's why we don't say it because, as everybody knows, I'm sure, Shema ends with Ani Hashem Elokeichem, not the word Emes. But because the pasuk in Yirmiyah says Emes, so that's why we try and connect it to Hashem Elokeichem Emes V'yatzik. Okay? It's proper not to be mafsik until you hear, until you say the word v'yatzev. If you should gav v'yatzev, we lashon emes. V'yatzev is also lashon of emes. And then after that, you can be mafsik like any other place that's the middle of a perek. Din lishol b'shalayim l'hashiv shalom b'zman hazeh ein makpidin v'ein l'hafsik b'zeh afilu b'ein ha'profim. This whole din of being mafsik to say hello to people and to answer hello, he's saying that that's not negeya. That's not negeya b'zman hazeh. So Mamelo, there's nobody that's considered chashuv. There's nobody that's considered chashuv for that. Okay, we'll stop over here. Hopefully everybody will be on time to davening, so then these halachas won't be negeya. All right, sorry about the background noise.
The whole party going on over there.
Let me tell you. It's the Shlishi Lamila, so
it's quiet in my house.
Yeah. All right. What can you do? I apologize. All right. I good to talk, everybody.